John and Judy, they got back to their church and had a wonderful time with us. Please be in prayer for my mother, Hannah Rivera, and our own church in regard to finding where God wants us to worship and what God wants us to do. And be in prayer for Gilbert, Brenda of Gary's. And now let's prepare ourselves for our study as we continue in our study dealing with stress, anxiety, and depression, why Christians experience it and why they do not. We are in the midst of the importance of that study. That's probably the very important section of it in dealing with the actual how, if you want to use that kind of a terminology for it. How do I not have stress, anxiety, and depression in my life? What God has given for it. And as I said, it will probably take 2, maybe 3 lessons, but it's the most important. We're not through with the study. Project this into our study, how to do this. So let's prepare ourselves in a word of prayer. The teacher, the illuminator, is God the Holy Spirit. So let's test ourselves to see if we're trusting the Spirit to open our eyes and our ears to the things that He would have us to see and hear tonight. Let's pray. If one just believes, Heavenly Father, in the person and work of Jesus Christ, he is saved eternally. He is restored experientially, spiritually in his life. That's how simple, that's how easy you have made our relationship with you. Father, as Christians throughout all history, not just today, Christians have experienced stress, anxiety, and depression. We know this from David, which is in the world today. We pray now that your Spirit will open our eyes and our ears to the things that you would have us to see and hear in your provision, while we do not have to experience these things. Father, we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. What we got, Jerry? Something up here? I'm sorry? Yes, sir. Okay, we'll just see how it goes. All right, we began this study, this section of segment of our study last night. I want to move right into where we left off because I have to make it to at least a certain point tonight. And so we're dealing with how the actual mechanics of how to deal with stress, anxiety, and depression. And what we're dealing with is self-talk. And this is the main concept that we're going to deal with this in dealing with ourselves. And step one, I want to move right to it now. Step one, in regard to our solution to stress, anxiety, and depression, is to learn to listen. Learn to listen. Practice hearing your own thoughts. Practice listening to your own thoughts. Last night we saw, and nicely laid out for us, there are two natures inside of us. There is the flesh nature from our physical birth, which was crucified when we believed in Christ. Then we were raised up in Christ with a new spiritual being, new spiritual creation. And we've gone from that to, as a man thinketh, so he is. So we're dealing with the thought process that's going on in the mind. And we're going to learn and practice learning to listen to ourselves. Learn to listen to your thoughts. Learn to hear what you're thinking. As we saw last night, we already do this. This is why so many people think that they are inadequate. This is why so many people think they are undeserving and unworthy of God's love, unworthy of even man's love, human being's love, unworthy to accomplish things in life. They are, as Paul said, "O wretched man that I am." This is why so many Christians experience a great deal of depression and stress in their life in regard to who and what they are, because they do listen. So the first thing we want to do is to consciously learn to listen to our own thoughts. Having said that, many people do not really listen to their own thinking. They just go with it. What I mean by this is they just follow through whatever they're thinking. So they say things, do things that they would not say or do if they first thought it through. They do not listen. And this is the way so many emotional people react and respond in life. How you doing, Estelle? So they just boom, whatever they're thinking, whatever is going on in their mind, that's what comes out. This is why so many people experience stress, anxiety, and depression. They do not listen to the principle of listening is so important through the Bible. And we're going to come back. What I'm trying to do in these two or three lessons of putting together this very important segment is to lay down the groundwork, and then I'll come back and fill it all in the Bible. We have studied the urgency of it or the importance of it in Isaiah 28 with that all-important phrase, but they would not listen. All through the scriptures is just trust me for spirituality, but they would not listen. When you will not listen, that's when you go into works. That's when you go into, well, to really be saved, you're going to have to do this. To be spiritual, you're going to invite Jesus into your heart. You've got to make him Lord. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. When you will not listen to the message of just trust me, then you'll go to something else. In Revelation, we're going to what the Spirit says to the church. So there is listening in Scripture versus not listening in Scripture. And these become vital in our own lives, to ourselves and to our own thoughts. But to learn to hear and to pay attention, practice hearing your own thoughts. This is very important. Just stay with me tonight in this whole study. Whatsoever a man thinketh, we saw this last night in Proverbs, so he is. Therefore, you want to pay attention to what you're thinking because that's what you're going to be at that time. Now, I'm going to add another phrase, another statement here. As we will see, we're going to develop the practice of hearing the Holy Spirit. Okay, now, I know that sounds a little weird. And we don't talk that way generally here. Just to listen. I like the way Lewis Berry Chafer worded it. Berry Chafer is the founder of Dallas Theological Seminary. He wrote a book on He That Is Spiritual in regard to that we're spirit from coming out of sin. And he said, the Holy Spirit will always whisper loud enough for the person who is listening to hear. And I like the way he worded that. So we learned to listen. Now, what a lot of people will say is, wait a minute, I listen to the preacher, I listen to the teacher, I listen as I read books, and many do that, but it may not even touch the truth. So they do that and never listen to the Spirit. I follow this man's teaching and never listen to what the Spirit of the living God is saying. And they're so following this man's teaching that's it, and that's all I want to hear. I don't even want to hear anything else. I don't even want to think about it. That man says it, that's what I do in this church, my denomination, my movement, whatever it is, that's all I want to hear. And therefore, going to move into stress, anxiety, and depression. Learn to listen. Practice hearing your own thoughts. Now ask yourself, does what I'm hearing, now listen, now this is the next step. Ask yourself, as you learn to listen, and you start hearing what you're thinking, then you want to ask yourself a question. What question do I want to ask is this? Here's the question. Does what I am hearing in my own mind sound like spiritual love? Does it sound like who I am in Christ? Is that what it sounds like? Or does what I am hearing when I listen to myself sound like my flesh self? Is it the sound of law, legalism, Satan's lie, sin, emotionalism, insecure, control, fear, all of these things? What do I hear myself thinking? Let's be, have a little fun, driving down the highway, the freeway, 635, 75, anywhere, and somebody cuts in front of you, or things just don't happen, they're not moving the way, or people drive the way people are prone to drive, which means like they're crazy, and things start going on in your mind. Listen to yourself. Is what I'm thinking about this way this person's driving, does that sound like who I am in Christ, or does it sound like who I am in the flesh? Learn to listen. You learn to listen to what's going on. Is what I am hearing, does it sound like who I am in Christ? Now, what I'm saying is what I'm hearing myself say, what myself is thinking, does it sound like spiritual love? Does it sound like who I am in Christ? Does it sound like that I'm trusting Him, or does it sound like the insecurity of my flesh self and I have to be in control of everyone? So this is what we have to ask ourselves. So step one, learning to listen to our own thoughts. And people, this is not complicated. It just takes practice. We're not used to it. We're not used to challenging the flesh nature, and that's why people experience stress, anxiety, and depression. We're not used to attacking, taking on our flesh nature and the insecurity of it, but now we're going to move to learn to listen, and it's not a complicated thing. It just takes practice. Now, you listen, then you ask the question. You listen, and then you ask the question. This is very important. Does this sound like the flesh? Does this sound like who I am in Christ? When you sense in your life the symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression, realize immediately, I am listening to my flesh nature, because these things come from our flesh nature. So when you experience stress, when you experience anxiety and depression, you are listening to your flesh self. Now, I don't have time at this point in our study, but I do want to make the distinction that there will be heaviness. Someone dies. People, because your soul is heavy, doesn't mean that you're not in the Holy, in the Spirit, in who you are in Christ. But I'm talking about a stress and an anxiety and a depression that causes you to be disoriented to reality, causes your soul to become so stressed and so depressed. We can sorrow, but we sorrow not as the world. Jesus Christ looked at Jerusalem and he wept. Not out of a sense of what we talk about today and the understanding of stress that puts pressure on our heart, on our soul, on our system. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the kind that does, and that's our study. So when you sense stress, anxiety, and depression, realize that you are listening to your flesh self, and it's insecure, it's in fear, and things aren't going your way, and therefore these symptoms come into play. The old nature has been crucified. God crucified it, but what has happened is you resurrected. He crucified it, you resurrected it, and now you're listening to it. He crucified it, He, God. We saw this in Romans. He crucified your flesh nature. He does not try to make you a better person. Many Christians spend their life trying to be a better person. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be a better wife. I'm going to be a better husband. I'm going to be a better boss. I'm going to be a better Christian. No, people, God does not make you a better person. He crucified it. Then what happens is you come along. What God has crucified, you resurrect. You have resurrection power. You resurrect what Jesus Christ crucified, and now guess what? Now you're listening to it. Now you are actually listening to what has been crucified and you resurrected. God said your flesh self is so bad. And we studied all the big five, continually being corrupted, deceitful above all else, incurably wounded, insane, and full of evil. God just says, I'm going to crucify that. We're buried with Christ. I'm going to raise you up a new person in Christ. You come along and say, oh, I think I'll resurrect my old flesh nature. Not only do you resurrect it, you listen to it. People, that's why I spent the time on causing you, helping you, to see in the Scriptures what your flesh nature is like. I can't make it, and the Scriptures can't make it any clearer. So go back and think about all those things, and you resurrect that nature, and then not only do you resurrect it, you listen to it. And now it controls you. Learn to listen to the reactive thoughts, thoughts of reaction to the circumstances of life. What am I thinking when this happens? What do I hear coming out of my mouth? The phone rings, you pick it up, and I hate to use this one, but it's just so dramatic because it's so quick. Phone rings, and on the phone is, your son, your daughter's just died in an automobile wreck. What are you going to think? What do you hear coming through? Anger, blame, guilt, shame. What do you say? It's all your fault. You let them have the car. I told you not to let them go. It's my fault. They went away angry. If this is happening to me because I'm no good. This is happening to me because I got an abortion. This is happening to me because I did this 20 years ago. This is happening to me because I'm no good. Is that what you hear? Is that the way you hear what you hear coming through when things happen in life? Learn to listen. The flesh self is insecure, so it makes insecure sounds, people. It makes controlling sounds. I've got to control people. I've got to control my wife. I've got to control my husband. I've got to control my children. I've got to control my parents. I've got to control everybody on the freeway. I've got to control all that I can. That's the insecure nature of the flesh being. It's got to be in control of things. So the sounds that it's going to make are defending self, blaming others, fear, anger, imagining the worst things that will ever happen and never happen. These are thoughts that are going on in your mind. Listen to them. This is happening in your mind. Or when things happen in your life, do you hear the sounds of who you are in Christ, trusting Him? Thank you. First response, thought. Thank you, Father. Child, how can I do that? Child just died. Thank you. Because you have a plan. They're with you now. The whole attitude, the whole thought process is going to determine so much about stress, anxiety, and depression. As you practice, it will not be difficult, people. Now listen. As you practice, it will not be difficult to distinguish your flesh thoughts from your new spiritual creature thoughts, who you are in Christ. Flesh thoughts will say, and the thoughts of the Holy Spirit. You will soon be able to see through the deception of flesh thinking. You'll be able to do that. You'll be able to see through the thinking of fear. You'll be able to see through the thinking of blaming. You'll be able to see through the fear, through the hate, through the bitterness, through the resentment, all these things. People, this is why I'm seeing so many things come together as spiritual love and all the things that love is not. And if love is what's coming through there, so many things will not happen. Love does not consider when wrong. Think about that coming through your mind and your soul and your thought process when you have been wronged. And it just blocks all of that out. Spiritual love does. We'll come pull all that in. You'll get good at this. In fact, you'll not only get good, you'll be quick at it. Quick at listening. Quick at discerning reality from non-reality. Reality being what? Who you are in Christ. Non-reality is who you are in the flesh nature. Some of you will get so good you can even predict what your flesh self will think in a given circumstance. Principle, don't be afraid to listen to yourself. Now we come to step two. Step one, we're dealing with self-talk. Step one is learn to listen. Ask questions. What does it sound like? Now step two. It's going to sound funny. Step two is going to sound funny. Now just stay with me. Step two. Learn to stop listening. Remember, my study is about stress, anxiety, and depression. Remember that this study is not for the unbeliever. I have nothing here to offer the unbeliever, save, believe in Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. This is for the born-again believer. This is for the believer who is experiencing stress, anxiety, and depression. There are two types of people in the world. Those who experience stress, anxiety, and depression. Those who cause others to experience stress, anxiety, and depression. Those who cause it, they're never going to listen to this series of study. They don't need it. They don't have it. They just cause it. So a lot of people married to those kind of people will be listening. But they will not listen because they don't think that they have it until God deals with them. Now, this on that that I come to this, learn to listen, learn to stop listening. When you realize that the flesh self is speaking, make the decision not to listen. So, you stop listening. People, if you realize, once you realize, that's my flesh nature speaking, why would you want to go on and listen? Why would you want to listen to something? If, let's just say there's a human being standing here. And here you are, man, woman, and you're talking to this person, you've got problems in your life, and this person, and you can see it. This isn't just a biblical truth. You can see, this guy is corrupt. This guy has zero standards. Corrupt. You know this person is so deceitful, you can't even tell when they're telling the truth. They are so sick. Mentally, emotionally, in life. This is just a sick, sick person. They are evil. There's no truth in them at all. And I'm going to add it for fun. They are insane. This is an insane person. And you're going to sit there and ask them what they think about your problems in life. Would you do that? No. Hope not. Some people go to bartenders and ask. A smart, good bartender is a very good listener and says little to nothing. Worst bartender is one who wants to start giving you advice. But this is what I'm talking about. You go to this person and they're insane. You go, you know what I think? I have a real problem. I think what I'll do is I'll go over to the insane asylum and have them pull me out somebody so I can talk about my problems. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. That's what you're doing. When you resurrect this flesh person of yours, you are saying, I want to listen now to what this insane person has to say. So once you realize the flesh is speaking, why would you want to listen to it? Practice not listening. When I was in Tucson, I don't usually watch animation movies. Bachelors don't do that. But I got into a situation at John's where his grandchildren were there, and they were really cool, Aaron and Casey. And so they were going to watch this movie called The Prince of Egypt. It's an animation, The Prince of Egypt. It's about Moses. So I'm half listening with them and just kind of there and having fun. And then it just, boy, you could have hit me with a hammer. Moses thought he was an Egyptian prince. Moses lived as an Egyptian prince in this animation. It was really good. Then he learned that that was a lie. That he was not an Egyptian prince. That he was one of those Hebrews out there. And it just blew his mind. And Moses proclaimed, this is a lie. This is a lie. They did it really good in the movie. This is a lie. I'm not an Egyptian. I'm a Hebrew. He no longer, from that point, he would not listen to his friends who were Egyptians who were telling him he was an Egyptian. He wouldn't listen. He refused to listen. That's not who I am. I am not that. I now know what I am. First of all, he rejected that he was a Hebrew, and then he found out he really was, and that's when everything just started changing. It's not who I am. People, you have to realize your flesh person is not who you are. And when you start listening to your flesh self, that's not who you are. You are not that person. You are not someone, a loser, insecure, unworthy of love, undeserving of God doing things for you. You can never perform adequately. You're this, you're that. That's not who you are. You are who you are in Christ. It's a lie. Don't listen to it anymore. He wouldn't listen to it anymore about being an Egyptian prince. Claim your right as an Egyptian prince. Take authority as an Egyptian prince. I can't do that. That's not who I am. Now, he didn't like that he was a Hebrew. I'll just tell you in the thing. When he found out he was one of those, it was real well done. I'm not an Egyptian prince, but that's what I am. These slaves out here, these million people that have been a headache and a pain you know where for so long, all through my life, and I'm one of them. So this is what we have to do. Stop listening to the lie from the flesh person. You have been thinking that you are that person, that your flesh tells you that you're unworthy, a loser, inadequate. That's a lie. This is not who you are. People, we have to understand, know, and believe, and live who we are in Christ. Beloved, adequate, worthy. Worthy to be loved, worthy to be used. That's who you are in Christ. Now, first we want to listen. Then we want to stop listening. How do we do that? Step three. How do we do that? Change channels. Now, the more refined thing here is direct your thinking. Direct your thinking. Direct your thinking. Take control of your thoughts. Whatsoever man thinketh, so he is. Take control of your thinking. Don't let Job's three friends, meaning other Christians, your husband, your wife, your parents, your children, your friends at the church, other people tell you that you're no good like they did Job. And Job, they crushed his soul. Why? Because he listened to them. He listened to them. And he started thinking those things that about himself, that he was inadequate. Whatever you think, that's what you are. But that may not be who you really are, because you really are who you are in Christ. Take control of your own thinking. God has given you that privilege. Direct your thinking. See, just to kind of go from what I did, a little example of that movie. Stop thinking in the mindset that I am an Egyptian prince. Stop it. Stop it. It's fun. It's great. You have a castle. You have servants. You have wealth. You have power. You have the best food. You have the best soul. Stop it. It's not who I am. That's a lie. I can no longer think like I am an Egyptian prince. I have to think like a Hebrew slave. I have to change my whole mindset. And this is what I'm talking about. It's a good example of what I'm saying here. Now, I want to use the example of change channels for fun. Last night we talked about listening to a TV with a clicker. You click. Okay. I think the radio is better. This is not original with me, but what we're going to do with it is, but not the thought. Okay. Now, let's take a radio. What do you have in a radio? You have two bands in a radio. You have AM and you have FM in a radio. You have two bands. Now, you already know a little bit about AM, FM, as far as your life is concerned. I'm not going to get into this. AM means amplitude modulation. FM means frequency modulation. And I'm not, the example doesn't need all of that kind of understanding. But the whole reason you and I get AM or FM is the different characteristics of waves. Here we're talking about electromagnetic waves. There are different all kinds of waves, water waves, a lot of waves. But here we're talking about electromagnetic waves, and what we're dealing with is the different characteristics of these waves. Now, let's have fun. Just for us. Let's have fun with this. AM here is going to be, the A is going to be a dynamic mindset. Adamic means from Adam. That's our human nature. That's our flesh nature. Our nature from Adam. So we have the Adamic nature, or the Adamic A-M, the Adamic mindset. The F-M is going to be our faith mindset. So we're going to have Adamic mindset. We're going to have faith mindset. Just for fun, for us. And just like with the radio, you choose which modulation or mindset you want. You go get in your car, you can push it to FM or AM. So point one, I'm going to do this in points for you. Point one, we have Adamic mindset or faith mindset. The Adamic mindset is our flesh nature that we have been spending so much time on that is going to produce stress, anxiety, and depression. Faith mindset is going to be the new spiritual creature that you really are in Christ, who you are in Jesus Christ. So we'll call this one the faith mindset. Point two. Without a study of AM, FM modulation, one thing is certain. AM will not play on FM. You know that. FM will not play on AM. They're scientifically different. In the way God made electromagnetic wavelengths spread out in a band, they will not transmit on each other's band. So they will not do it. Principle, your Adamic mindset from your flesh nature will not transmit through your faith mindset of who you are in Christ. Your faith mindset, who you are in Jesus Christ, will not transmit through your Adamic Adam, your Adamic mindset, your flesh nature. They're entirely different. They're entirely different. So I'm going to call so that we can work through this. We just had the introduction, AM, FM, Adamic mindset, and faith mindset. Point one is what you just have down. So if you're taking notes, let's stay with that. Point one is that AM will not transmit on FM. FM will not transmit on AM. Think about it with me now. Who you are in Christ will never transmit through your flesh nature. Your flesh nature will never transmit through faith mindset. Now, this is very important, and I'll show you why as we go along, but let me just give you a quick idea. There are a lot of Christians doing a lot of things for God in AM. They are worshiping, giving money, worshiping as preachers, deacons. They're being good. They're learning lots of Bible doctrine. They are emoting in a charismatic experience. They are serving God, and it's all in AM. So AM will not transmit on FM, FM on AM. Who you are in Christ will never transmit in the flesh nature. It's dead. Who you are in the flesh nature will never sneak its way into who you are in Christ. Now point two, another point. AM is different from FM. They will not play on each other's band, yet they're in the same box. They're in the same radio. You don't need two radios. You don't have to have two radios. You got one radio, and they both come through it. Principle, The Adamic mindset and the faith mindset are different, yet they both are in one container. That's you. They're both in you. So your radio and your radio are two different bands. You go get in the car, at home, whatever. You have two bands. You got FM, AM. Now, let me tell you something. What we saw last night, now putting into effect, you have two bands, if you please, two different natures inside of you. Inside of this body, people, is your flesh nature, and it's also your new creation in Christ, your new spiritual nature. It's difficult to understand. The unbelieving world cannot understand it, and many Christians cannot understand it. But when you accepted Christ as Savior, and we developed all of this in our study, He raised you up, a new creation in Christ. The old nature is crucified, but it can be brought to life, and you do that. All of this is going on. If we can just picture our little bitty head here, this is our radio, and inside is FM and AM. Both of them going on inside of me. Point three. There are many channels on AM, and they do change. There are many channels on FM. You can actually change the channels on AM, but you're still in AM. You can change the channels in FM, but you're still in FM. This is the way it is in the Christian life. Many Christians change their channels, but they're still in the flesh thinking. I don't want to be thinking those bad thoughts, so I'm going to think good thoughts. I want to do this. You see, you go out and you turn on the car, and you turn on the radio in the car, and you, I don't like that, I'm going to change it to this, but you're still in AM. I don't like that, I'm going to try this one, you're still in AM. So we've gotten to where we push just all these buttons. In fact, I have, and I'm sure most people, you put it just goes to the night. So I just kind of constantly do that until I find something that stay with it for me. Just keep going. Well, guess what? You're still an AM. Or you're still an FM. Now think with me now, please. We're talking about stress, anxiety, and depression. Because what I just told you is what the world does. This is the world's solution. If you have stress, anxiety, and depression, they teach you to change the channel, still in AM though, because that's all they have. They want you to change to, say, the whole concept of yoga. Want you to change your mindset, the channel now. Now you're not going to listen to the news channel on how everything is so bad. What's going on all over the world, the finances, the health. You shouldn't be eating that. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be breathing that. You shouldn't do this. The sun's going to blow up in 3 billion years, and this is happening, and that's happening. And you just get so depressed and stressed out. Well, I'm going to listen to that beautiful music. That's what I want to hear. That's so beautiful. See, you just take out the world. Just take out the world, and that's so nice. It's not what I'm talking about. That's human solution. And that's what many Christians do. So point three, there are many channels in the AM, but there are many channels in the FM. You can actually change channels, but you're still remaining in AM or you're still remaining in FM. Point four. The issue in the battle for your mind is which frequency are you going to listen to? Which mindset? That's your choice. That's the choice God has given you. This is why I told you. People choose to be depressed. People choose to be stressed. We choose anxiety. It doesn't just involuntarily happen. I know people disagree with that. There's too many professionals have stated that and have pointed it out, even in the secular world. We choose to be. What are we doing? You choose to stay in that frequency. You choose to stay in the mindset of a.m. The Adamic mindset. You choose to stay there. In fact, you may even choose to stay on the channel. This station. This station is depressing me. This station is just, it's just making me so feel. Why don't you, even in here, why don't you just, you will not change. You're going to stay there. Point four. If you're not steady, the battle is in your mind. Which frequency are you going to listen to? Now, here's the principle of point four. It is not a matter of just changing the channels you're listening to, but changing the whole mindset. From AM, your Adamic mindset, to FM, your faith mindset. It is not a matter of changing the channel. It is a matter of changing the whole mindset. This is something the unbeliever does not have. The unbeliever does not have this choice. All that the unbeliever can do, people, and this is why the human world has so many solutions, so many different kinds of solutions, depending on what kind of person you are. So for the unbeliever, they've got a channel. And just to have fun, the concept of yoga. They got a class where you just sit and you just go into some strong meditation and you just let your whole body relax. And it works. It works for the unbeliever. And you've got beautiful music flowing. And if you're really good, you got the proper aroma in your room. And you just sit there and you just, you just feel the depression leaving. You can feel the anxiety going away. You can feel the stress leaving. Another station, another channel in AM, Adamic nature, maybe while you go to the gym and you work out and you just work it out and you sweat it out. You just pump iron or you get into aerobics class and you just keep going and work it out. That's another one. Another channel says, just keep working and keep working and keep working. Another channel says, get the hell out of there. Run from it. Run from them. My friend Linus in Peanuts has a great little statement. He's talking to Charlie Brown and he goes through, but the main thing he says is, I have a new philosophy of life. Here's my philosophy of life. There is no problem too big that I can't run away from it. And that's his philosophy. So there's no problem. And that's one thing you can do. There's a lot of things that the world offers. Now, I want to talk to you about this. You can make it through anything that happens in your life. You'll make it. And if you put enough effort into it, you can do it without stress and depression. If that's your objective, I highly suggest that you read Aristotle. I highly suggest that you build your whole life on Aristotelian philosophy. He is a genius in human thinking, secular thinking, AM thinking. That's why he has survived the test of time. If anyone wants to do it in a secular way, just dive into Aristotelianism. He is a genius of just the AM, the Adamic mindset of how to avoid stress and depression in your life. I don't know if you knew that's what he wrote about. That's what he's about. The philosophy of how to make it through life without stress, anxiety, and depression in the ways, in the things that he's... You can make it. If that's your objective, you can do it. If your objective is to glorify Christ, if your objective is to glorify your Savior, if your objective is that ending stress, anxiety, and depression in your life and letting God do it, then it's a whole other deal. And that's those I'm talking with, those who want to do that. So the issue or battle is not, I don't like this flesh thinking, I will change to another flesh thinking. That's not what the battle is about. Let me give you an example. I want to go for the throat here. I've got a little time for important stuff. I'm trying to put this together for you. I don't like thinking about murdering this person. I don't like thinking about just obsession with sex. I don't like thinking about how to hurt this person and get. I don't like that. So I'm just going to change the thinking. I'm going to change my channel and think good thoughts. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. That's all that the world has to offer in its philosophy, in its theologies, in its psychology, in its counseling, in its working with you. We're going to work with you. We're going to teach you to keep changing. We're going to teach you how to not keep thinking that and think these other things. When you think about this, say, well, you think about murder, or you think about sex, or you think about whatever it may be, we're going to teach you how not to do that. It's not what I'm talking about, people. That is not what I'm talking about. God has given you something better than that. I'm talking about a complete change in mindset, not just changing a channel. So we're changing from the mindset of the flesh to the mindset of the Holy Spirit, from the Adamic mindset to the faith mindset. This is your choice. This is your choice. One mind, but it's transmitting either AM or FM all the time, and you get to choose. You can choose Adamic mindset, and there are many channels. Satan's lie, the world, sin, human good, seven-headed dragon of our souls, fear, anger, hate, worry, all the things we're going to be looking at. You can think on all those things, or you can switch completely over to the faith mindset, with many possible channels there. Spiritual love, kindness, God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. We'll study those things. So, first, you listen to what's going on. Then you decide you don't want to listen. You listen to what's going on. I don't want to listen anymore. I don't like what I'm hearing. So I'm going to, number two, stop listening. Three, change the mindset. You start listening to what you're thinking. Maybe you go out and get in the car. Okay, let me just ask you. You get in the car, and your teenager's just had the car, and you turn on the radio, and it's hard rock. Real loud. And I mean, you can't get your finger over there fast enough. Sometimes you just turn it off. Let me start all over on this. Can't do it fast enough. But I got news for you, teenagers the same way. Gets in the car and turns it on. Gotta change that. Immediately. Oh man. That's my parents' stuff, man. Let's get some good stuff on there. A second there. We do that. We already listen. And we're quick. We're quick. Turn on the TV. Oh, I don't want to watch. You know, how to sew. I don't want to watch that. You know, I don't want to watch that. The football game. I don't want to watch that. Oh, that's what I want to watch. That's a good movie. Sometimes we don't know. We have to listen a little while, don't we? What's going on with this movie about? Then we pick it up and I don't want that. Oh, I like this. So the first thing we want to do is learn to listen. What's going on there? Step two, stop listening. Step three, change the whole mindset. It's not just a matter of changing channels for us. It's changing the whole mindset from AM, Adamic mindset, to FM, faith mindset. You listen. If you hear the flesh, how do you know it now? Satan's lie, sin, negative, loser, no good, all these kinds of things, revenge, hate, fear. Change the whole mindset of thoughts to who you are in Christ. Spiritual love that comforts and encourages and guides. People, that's who you are in Christ. Think of who you are in Christ. This is reality. The girl that has anorexia, she lives like she's an overweight gal, that she's real fat, weighs several hundred pounds, doesn't eat. She actually lives that way. It's not who she is. People, the mind is an amazing thing. Just to call it a thing for a moment. It's an amazing creation. The mind, what it can do. A woman that weighs 93 pounds and is living literally, and you cannot convince her that she is not this other person. The mind is just amazing. How many of you have gone as children? Some of you maybe even now. Go to a movie, like a scary movie. And I mean scared. I mean, you go in and you sit there. I did as a kid. The Thing. I know you probably don't love. You don't even know who that is. The Thing. And you sit there like this. And it's just this little bitty hole. And I mean, you are in fear. Sometimes adults get that. You're literally, I mean, your whole mind, you are really afraid. Now you're sitting in a comfortable air-conditioned theater. Got popcorn, Coke, can. You can walk outside, go home. There is not a thing endangering your life. But your mind says you're in trouble. Your mind says you are in trouble. That's what your mind does. It's a phenomenal thing God has created and put in here. You're not in trouble. You're not in trouble at all. That thing on that stage and that film is not going to come out and get you. That giant ant is not going to come out. It made a real funny noise. And come out and get you. It's not going to be waiting in your car. It's not going to come out of the sewer when you walk out. You're perfectly safe. But you're perfectly afraid. Not faking it. All your adrenaline, everything in your body is fear. Just like you were. This was really happening to you. You were in fear. That's what our mind can do. I really am that no good person. I really am, as Paul said, that wretched person that I am. I really am not worthy. I really am that this and that, and then stress and depression and anxiety come in. It's a lie. Stop listening. Move to the whole mindset of who you are in Christ. I am worthy in Christ. God does have a plan for me. All things are in His control in my life. So what you choose, here's the principle. What you choose to listen on the radio is no different than what you choose to listen in your own mind. It's that simple. What you choose to listen on the radio is no different than what you choose to listen in your own mind. What you choose to listen to is what will influence you. What you choose to listen to is what will influence you. This is what the passage says. Whatsoever a man thinketh, so he is needs. What you choose to listen to will influence you. It will influence people, and this is where we're headed now. It will influence your desires. It will influence your desires. What you desire. This is where we'll come to in our third study of this section. It's part of our study next Wednesday evening. I got to get back to Revelation next Tuesday. But next Wednesday, the desires. Whatever man desires, what you desire. Where do you get these? Do you think these just come involuntarily? No, people, they don't. What you desire comes from your mindset. Your thought process influences the desires. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Walk in the flesh and you'll not fulfill the desires of the Spirit. Your mindset influences people do not, and I'm going to say these kinds of things, and let me just lay the groundwork. Don't come up and argue with me. I've got too many professionals that understand what I'm saying, and then they have validated what I'm saying, so I'm not just off the wall stuff. You don't have a drinking problem. You have a mindset problem. You don't have a sexual problem. You got a mindset problem. You don't have a financial problem, you got a mindset problem. You don't have an anger problem, you got a mindset problem. That's your problem. That's what's going on. You choose what you want to think. And what you think, what you choose to listen to, AM or FM, is going to create the desires in you. And we will develop this next Wednesday evening as we continue this. Don't like what you're hearing? Change the band. You change the band simply from AM to FM, from your Adamic nature to your flesh nature. Can I do that? Yes, you can. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be a while. It takes practice. This is what we're going to get into a little bit of what faith is. What is faith? How does faith work? What do you mean by faith? Okay, well, that's part of what this is about. But right now, I want to just give it to you in these Anglo-Saxon type of concepts of mechanics. Change from the Adamic or AM to FM. Change your whole thought process, the way that you think. From the flesh thinking, the phone rings, your child just died on the highway. You change from thinking in the flesh, it's your fault, blaming somebody, fall apart, woe is me, God, what am I going to do without it? It's my fault they're dead. All this to a mindset, thank you, God, in all things give thanks. Thank you. Can I do that? Yeah. And it's going to change your whole mindset, people. Just think about it. What do you think your depression level, anxiety level, stress level is going to be between? It's your fault. God, my child is dead. Oh, it's somebody else's fault. It's my fault. It's this, it's that. Oh, it's all, my life's going to be all... Thank you, God. This is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. But thank you for giving me the security of where they are. And thank you for giving me the security of where I am. What do you think is going to happen between those two mindsets as far as stress and depression are concerned? You think about it. And remember, you have chosen which band you want to do. Nobody has said, this is not an involuntary thing. Now, sometimes parents get into an involuntary thing with their children. They have to listen to that music because the children just demand it while they're driving. While the parents are driving, they have to listen to it. This isn't that kind of deal. Sometimes the children have to listen to what the parents are listening to. Whoever's driving, as adults, whoever's driving generally gets to pick what's on the radio. Sitting there going, oh, I hate this stuff. But they're driving, so okay. People, you choose. You choose your mindset. You get to choose your thought process in dealing with things that happen in life. You can choose hate, anger, bitterness, all these kinds of things. You get to choose it. Or you can choose, I trust you. I trust you, God. I don't know what you're doing. I trust you. I can't control this person. I can't control that person. I can't control the stock market. I can't control my health. I can't control what's happened here and there in the wreck and all. But I can trust you. You choose the mindset. So don't like what you're hearing? Change the bands. The flesh network has many channels. It has a fear channel. It has a distraction channel, has a control channel, a loser, unworthy. Faith channel, who you are in Christ. Who you are in Christ. It has a channel, for an example, let me give you one of the channels of the faith channel, the faith mindset at them. It has one channel, boom. That means to be sure you stay in the spirit. And then it has another channel, the other person. I've got to help this other person. I've got to help my husband, my wife. It's like you go back to my call, somebody's dead, or anything in life. I've got to help that person. I've got to help my parents. I've got to help my child. I've got to help this person, that person. They need my help. Instead of fool me. So that's enough. It's got a mind, it's got a channel in FM of spiritual love. It's got all kinds of channels. They all are absent of stress, anxiety, and depression. So in self-talk, closing now, in self-talk, in self-listening, you have a choice. You choose which frequency you're going to listen to. Therefore, you choose what you're going to think. You choose what you're going to desire. Now it's time for passage. It's time for scripture. So this is a good place now. I do not want you to go, though, without reading it. Because I don't think that's going to take away from next Tuesday or next Wednesday. So I'd like you to open your Bible in closing to a passage. I'm not even going to make comment. I think you'll be able to sense it and maybe be reading it over the week. Look with me, if you will, at Romans 8. Let's just read a few passages in Romans 8. This is just one passage we're going to be looking at for what we've been studying now. Can we see the things that we have been studying in the Bible? Yes, we can. Romans 8. Okay, please read with me Romans 8, and we will begin reading at verse 5 tonight. Romans 8, verse 5. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds. Where'd I get mindset? For the M, right here. Mindset. I didn't make it up. I borrowed the FMAM, but they didn't do it. The Bible gave me this. For those who are according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh. So you're an AM, your mind is set on the things of the flesh. Those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So you set your mind on FM, faith in the Spirit, then on the Spirit. Verse 6, for the mindset, I just made it one word, but for the mind that is set on the flesh, that's AM thinking, is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. You see the word peace? No stress, no depression, no anxiety. Because the mind set, how many times did it have to be there for you? I didn't make up AM, FM. Adamic mindset or flesh mindset, I'm using the A because I had to think of something that goes with AM, FM. So I could have just put flesh, M, but that would have taken the fun of the whole study. So Adamic thinking, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile to God. And remember, FM will never come through AM. AM will never come through FM. I don't care how many wonderful thoughts you have when you're in the flesh, and people do have wonderful, what we'll call biblical, spiritual thoughts. Unbelievers have them. You ever hear unbelievers talk about spirituality and spiritual things? That don't mean what you and I do. AM can never transmit the spiritual things, truth. So, verse 6, or verse 7, because the mind, now what is the because? For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Why? Because the mindset on the flesh is hostile to God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God. It is not even able to do so. AM will never come to FM. FM will never come to AM. God has set up those electromagnetic waves. And those who are in the flesh, cannot please God. That's where we'll begin as far as our study on how to do all of this next Wednesday evening. Any questions on what we did tonight? Now, don't ask me about your aunt's problems, but just the problems of study tonight. Okay. I can't believe that there's not questions because I have them. But we'll go in a word of prayer. What an awesome God you are in your creation. We live in a time when the brilliance of the mind of man is becoming more convinced that we evolved from the lower species. And the whole development of the mind and the heart and the soul is an evolutionary process. But when we look at the scriptures, we see the whole battle of the mind, who we are in Christ, who we are in the flesh. We silently, as far as the world is concerned, secretly, rest in peace and praise you for the God that you are. That we have in you the freedom from stress and depression. We have in you the existence of a life of peace. Keep our mindset doing what you are. Pray, Father, that you'll take the things that we've seen tonight, last night. Pray that your Spirit will cause the things that we've seen that are true just to start blooming in our souls and growing that we can see just how easy it really is not to experience stress and depression. It really is easy. Simple. Really is simple. Pray, Father, you'll bear with us in your grace and let us come back next Wednesday evening to finalize and put more together on this. We praise you for the God you are. It's not by our hard work that we're going to get rid of stress and depression, and it's not by avoiding life, avoiding marriage, avoiding business, avoiding everything so that I don't have it. No. We can charge right into life and enjoy it. Because you've given to us the solution to depression and stress. Right? It's what kind of God you are. Even the most horrible things that have happened in our lives, molestation as children, our self-esteem so beaten by our husband and wife, parents. You're the kind of God that is greater than all of that. You don't restore, you don't make us a better person. You just say, hey, I have created you to be being in Christ. Live who you are. We praise you for the God you are. In your Son's precious name, amen.